Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Some exotic booze, there's a bar in far.
I'm having the most wonderful day. Are you having a wonderful day? I hope you're having a wonderful day. If you're not having a wonderful day, let's plan a trip. I used to do that all the time. You know, things aren't going quite the way you'd like them to go. Plan a trip. Whether it's a business trip, a pleasure trip, a trip to visit some old friends or go visit grandma. It gives you something wonderful to think about. And you know, if you don't have a trip in mind, this will do it for you. And before you know it, when you start thinking about it, you'll really start planning the pieces. And you know, part of going somewhere, whether it's for business or pleasure, is looking forward to going. Sometimes when you're traveling for business, you're not really looking forward to going, but you have to go. And I will tell you now that there is no better way to cement a relationship with a customer or a supplier or a business partner than being there in person. There is no Skype, TV, sit across at the end of... Did you ever do that? I've done that. You sit at the end of a conference table. There's a big monitor at the other end of the conference table. Looks like somebody's really sitting there, but they're maybe on the other side of the planet. And there's this live TV interaction between you and those people. Did it with the Department of Commerce. It's very cool. But there's no better way to get the job done than face-to-face. And there's no amount of faxing and emailing and sending documents over the internet and that's the same as sitting down in the room and getting a signature. And I want to tell you, you want to feel good about a business trip? Get the signature and head for the plane. And if you're planning a pleasure trip, no matter how awful things are in your life at this very moment, and I'm not talking awful that, you know, the things that people might, you know, got a bad haircut, awful. You know, sometimes people are really in terrible places, reduced to wishing, hoping, and praying that everything's going to turn out all right. In between all that, plan a trip. And let's hope your wishes and hopes and prayers come to fruition and you go and you take that trip. And somewhere in between your travels, there's a real good chance that you're going to fly someplace, and because you're going to fly someplace, your family car is at home or at the airport where you left from. So when you land, you need to think about renting a car and going off wherever you're going. Because, you know, we're very independent in our house. Even when we go to a place where there's lots of public transportation, we like to have a car. We don't like to rely on somebody else's schedule of buses and trains and whatever. It's so nice to have a car. And when you have a car, you can make that impulsive decision, let's go off and visit a place that's 30 or 40 miles away. Did that once in Milwaukee. I was at Irish Fest and I wanted to go to Genesee Depot to see the home of Lunt and Fontaine, where they used to visit with all kinds of fancy Broadway people like Noel Coward. What a grand house. The only way to get there is with a car. There's no way you're getting there without one. So you need to plan car rental transportation into your trip. And we're going to go off and chat about just that subject of car rental transportation right after this.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Tanglewood in Lenox, Massachusetts. The BSO's Tanglewood Family Concert, Saturday afternoon, July 22nd at 1:30 p.m. at Seiji Ozawa Hall, provides an engaging chamber concert experience, especially for children ages 3 to 8 and their families. Pre-concert activities begin at 11:30. Get tickets at tanglewood.org.
I am delighted to introduce you to Rob Connors, Vice President of Brand Marketing for National Car Rental. And it is a delight to have you on the line with us today. Are you in St. Louis or you're out somewhere in America doing your act?
No, today I happen to be in steamy St. Louis where we're hitting 100 degrees on the thermometer. So thank you for having me on the show today, Stephanie.
Well, here's a good idea. Why don't you fly into Boston's Logan Airport or Albany or Bradley Airport in Hartford, Connecticut, and pick up one of your national car rentals, and we'll be in, you know, I'd say we'd come and get you, but listen, you're in the car rental business. So you don't need us for transportation. Pick up one of your cars and come see us in the beautiful.
It might be warm up there, too. I think Boston's getting a heat wave.
No, but we're in the mountains. We're at 1,100.
Oh, got it.
We're at 1,100 feet above sea level. We don't have an air-conditioned home because we run around at night closing the windows so we don't freeze to death at night. So it's usually around somewhere between 60 and 68 degrees at night, sometimes cooler. So, and you'd love it here. And wouldn't that be fun? Then you could come to my studio and we'll do a follow-up interview right here in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. All right. Well, we'll talk about
that. I'll take you up on that.
We're going to plan that one. So let's talk about the company. How long have you been with National?
So I've been with National now for 23 years.
Oh, my
Started
Lord.
Started in 1994.
Another newcomer.
I started as a salesman back in Atlanta, Georgia, and made my way to St. Louis here about 8 years ago and moved into the marketing department about that same time.
Wow. Now, did you start fresh out of school, or did you, work in the travel industry or in sales in something else, or how did you arrive at the door of National?
Yeah. So close. I actually did not start right out of school, but I had another job with a pharmaceutical company in sales, and due to a series of events where I got engaged. And the pharmaceutical company wanted to move me to Dallas, Texas, which is a wonderful city. But my fiance, now wife of 24 years almost, didn't really want to go. So I looked in the paper for another sales job that might also offer a company car and stumbled across National Car Rental.
Wow.
And now, 23 going on 24 years later, here I am still enjoying it. And it worked out to be one of the best things could happen.
Well, not only enjoying it, but growing from a salesman for the company to the vice president of brand marketing, which means you have gone, you have been distinguished by your achievement. And because of that, you've been recognized and moved along on a career path. And so what was it about National as a company that you bonded with and wanted to stay and grow with this company? Because clearly at any point you could have picked up your bag of marbles and your ignition keys and gone somewhere else.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I tell you, the thing that really kept me going was that I loved the business side of this business, right? So the travel side of the business is fun. We meet a lot of nice people. But I loved meeting new people that work for different companies, which, when you work for a company like National and you're in sales, you're really doing corporate sales. So you're talking to companies and you're meeting people who work for different industries and getting to learn about them and continuing to stay close to that. I just loved it. And the travel industry as a business is a fun place to be if any of your listeners are thinking about joining the industry. And if you can find what you're passionate about, which in my case was business, you can really enjoy your career. And I definitely have, and I think it's a fantastic place. I hope I'm here for another 23 years.
Well, don't sell yourself short. You could go for another 40 or 50, you know. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. I have so many questions for Rob Connors, Vice President of Brand Marketing for National Car Rental. And while we're going into that break, Rob, what's the website for the company that maybe some of my listeners want to go check out? They may be planning a trip and needing a car, and they can do two things at once.
Absolutely, yeah. Ask them to visit www.nationalcar.com.
Beautiful. We'll be right back with Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
I pushed my foot down to the floor to give the guy the shake. But the little Nash Rambler stayed right behind. He still had on his brake. He must have thought his car had more guts as he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 beep. His horn went beep, beep, beep. My car went into passing gear and we took off with gusto. Soon we were doing 90, must have left him in the dust. When I peeked in the mirror of my car, I couldn't believe my eyes. The little Nash Rambler was right behind, I think that guy could fly. Beep, 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 his horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 110, this certainly was a race. For Rambler to pass a caddy would be a big disgrace. The guy was the one to pass me on, he kept on tooting his horn. I'll show him that a Cadillac is not a car to scorn. Beep, 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 his horn went beep, beep, beep. Now we're doing 120 as fast as...
Get your tickets now for a very special Boston Pop season at Symphony Hall. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present a season-long tribute to the legendary John Williams with 10 concerts featuring his film scores from E.T., Jaws, Raiders, Star Wars, Harry Potter, and more. And it's a season filled with exciting debuts, beginning opening night May 10th with special guest Queen Latifah. America's Orchestra of the Boston Pops has your table waiting. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Sponsored by Fidelity Investments.
What's your next great vacation plan? Did you know that from Hartford, you can fly to over 25 destinations in Europe with Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline, so you could breeze through Bradley and dance through Dublin, all the way to the sights of Paris, Amsterdam, Frankfurt, or London, or stop over in Ireland and squeeze in an extra vacation. And naturally, wherever you choose to fly to, you'll enjoy our award-winning Irish hospitality on board. When Smart wants great value fares to Europe, Smart flies Aer Lingus. Book now at aerlingus.com.
This is Stephanie Abrams with a personal invitation to join me in Saratoga Springs, New York on August 31st at Northshire Bookstore for my Meet the Author presentation of my novel, Rumors. You may know the quintessential Northshire Bookstore in Manchester, Vermont, an amusement park for people of all ages who love books. Northshire's newest unique bookstore is located at 424 Broadway in Saratoga Springs, New York, and is another playland for book lovers, where on August 31st, I'll be presenting Rumors starting at 6 p.m., followed by book signings. Please join me at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga Springs, August 31st at 6 p.m. You can even get there on Amtrak. Be there, or we'll start rumors about you. Visit my blog at sabrams.com/blog. That's sabrams.com/blog.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
This part of today's show is brought to you by Aer Lingus, Ireland's four-star airline. Get great value flights to over 25 European destinations with the option of stopping over for a fantastic vacation in Ireland. Book your flights today at AerLingus.com.
Mustang Sally. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have on the line with me Rob Connors, Vice President of Brand Marketing at National Car Rentals. And National is a company that makes it so easy for people. I so often in my last life, I was Executive Vice President of a $1.5 billion travel company. And I used to do a tremendous amount of traveling, and I used to really enjoy so many of the services that National was innovative and creative with, making it easy for you to get your car, jump in it, and get out of the airport as fast as you could. And that was always a major plus for me. And we're going to get into talking about that, but I still want to do a little bonding session between you and me, Rob, and members of my audience who know they've got a friend at National. So you started out in sales in the Southeast, and you got to where?
Right. So I started out in sales. I was based in Atlanta, started out, and I handled basically everything from South Carolina over to Alabama and down through Florida. So that was where I started and cut my teeth, and then over time, as I, you know, progressed through the sales ranks, I ended up with larger territories, sometimes the East Coast of the United States, and then at one point the entire United States was underneath my reign as a salesperson.
Were you focused on visiting corporate accounts and picking up companies so that when their travelers traveled for business on behalf of the company, you know, they would have some special corporate rate or special benefits, or were you involved with travel agencies at all?
So both, but majority of my time in sales was spent working with corporate accounts and, like you said, trying to negotiate the right corporate agreement for them, which included, you know, their rates, their benefits, and getting their travelers enrolled into loyalty programs, that such a thing.
Yeah, that's always a wonderful thing. I mean, you know, done right, you know, people complain often about being on the road for various and sundry reasons, including like missing the soccer game or, you know, the school play, or those things happen, and it's sad, but, you know, it's part of living, and it puts a roof over people's heads and they don't have to worry about eating next week. So do what you got to do. But, you know, when you're traveling for business, you know, often it's a rare company that doesn't allow the traveler to accrue the benefits of things like car rentals and airline points and whatever, because it's kind of, you know, the bonus for you know, being away and missing the school play and what have you. And the end result is that you have a quantity of loyalty points from being loyal to a particular company that makes it easy when that employee wants to take a vacation. I mean, it's a nice perk. And also, it can be, there can be situations where, you know, rent enough of this and that, and the company earns something, and including a preferential corporate rate for them that makes it make sense in terms of the economics of the company being able to continue to support people traveling to visit their outlets, their partners, their suppliers, their customers. Because, you know, far too often I hear about companies that want to cut back on travel and try to do it by phone and Skype and email. And I'm here to tell you, yeah, that can work to some degree, but you still got to be out there with people. Don't you agree?
Yeah, you know, I've tried it, Stephanie. I got to tell you, so I've tried, you know, the Skype and the video conference, and I heard your lead in. I've done the same thing. You sit in the conference room, and the people show up on the other side.
It's weird,
isn't
it? It's
definitely neat.
It's
but
weird.
What you miss out is the, you know, the meeting interaction that doesn't occur just when people are talking during the meeting. There's the coffee break. There's
That's right.
You know, the hallway conversation. There's
the elevator
the thing you pick up on from the person next to you. And if you don't go live, you don't get all that stuff. You really do. It's still an in-person world, and I don't know any other substitute for an in-person meeting.
Well, I'll tell you a quick one that is really the basis underneath this. The company I worked for had over 400 travel agencies at the height. We were like the McDonald's of the travel industry.
Goodness.
Yeah, and I'll tell you later which one. But anyway, we had an office in California that was pitching a group travel, 200 students going to Russia in the summer. And I got a call in my office asking me what I thought the owner of that, they were franchised, the owner should do. And I said, you're going to get on a plane and you're going to go to Utah and you're going to meet that woman that's in charge of this student travel program. So he got his ticket, he got his car rental lined up, and off he went to Utah. And while he's sitting pitching why this agency of this chain of 400 agencies should be the one to care for these students that summer, a fax comes in from the a competing, very well-known brand of travel agencies with their bid and why they should get the account. And the woman takes the paper off the fax machine and talks to the owner of this office that was in, now it's coming back to me, Auburn, California, and turns to the owner of the agency, whose name was Mike, and says, these guys just sent me their proposal and a list of the reasons why we should send our 200 students through their travel chain company office, whatever. But you got on a plane and came here to see me. So in their fax, they talk about personal attention. I don't know how personal a fax is, but I can tell you, you're taking a flight, renting a car, driving over here to see me has proved the point that you really do give personal attention. And that's what people need to do. And it's,
yep.
You know, it's real easy for some bean counter in the accounting office to frown upon, you know, maybe you shouldn't go. Well, do you want the business or don't? Do you want the business? you know, you can save some money.
You're absolutely right.
And you can save a lot of money if we just turn off the lights and lock the door and we not don't come back tomorrow, you know. But, you know, if you want to move forward, travel is such an important part of that to make that connection. And I haven't thought about that story in, what, 18 years? But if that doesn't prove it, I don't know what does. Well, we're going to take
it. Still holds true today. Yeah, it's the same thing. In person is going to make a difference through something. Whether you're you know, getting to see them and shake their hand and they get to know you, or again, sometimes those meetings, it's the things that don't happen in the meeting. It's the things that happen in the hallways or when you're getting a cup of coffee that make a huge difference in how business gets done.
Oh, you're so right. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come back, and I want to walk through What makes national car rental worthy of the attention and consideration of everybody who rents cars and maybe never has rented a car from National? So this is our chance to find out why, with so many competing companies, why take the option of National Car Rental? And we're going to do that after these important messages, so pay attention. We'll be right back. Looking for great island destinations that have beautiful beaches and amazing sightseeing and shopping? Try Malta. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Just off the coast of Italy, with three islands for travelers to explore, you'll find walled cities, Baroque towns, sleepy villages, gorgeous seaside resorts, wonderful hotels and spas, great restaurants, beautiful beaches, the spiritual paths of St. Paul, and the Cathedral of the Knights of the Order of St. John. Whatever your interest, you'll find it in Malta. Whether it's bustling fishing ports that provide you with an abundance of unique experiences, charming cafes, nightlife, clubs, restaurants, and glorious pastry shops that remind travelers of Baroque living, incredible architecture, historic forts, and a world of art, rare books, and botanical gardens, make Malta a must-visit experience. For details, go to visitmalta.com.
Now, the club for Biz Talk Radio listeners and your biz. The Biz TV Club is where you can watch some of your favorite Biz Talk Radio hosts and others on the go, on demand, on Android, desktop, Roku, and more. Never miss an episode of your favorite Biz TV shows and have the 24/7 Biz Talk Radio stream at your fingertips. Watch anytime, anywhere for just $5.95 a month with a free trial by using promo code RADIO. Go to BizRadioClub.com.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. $5,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Rob Connors is on the line with me live from St. Louis, where he is the Vice President of Brand Marketing for National Car Rental. And I think really the overriding question with so many brands that people know, Rob, is why should both the business traveler and the leisure traveler choose National Car Rental over other options?
So first of all, great question. There are several brands out there. The national brand, National Car Rental specifically, is built for your travelers that are listening today, Stephanie, that are seasoned travelers. They know what they're doing, and they know they want to move through the airport. You had said it earlier how we can move you and get you on your way quicker. You know, we like to say it's all about control. And, you know, if you've done this before, if you know how to travel, whether you're frequent for business or frequent for leisure, and what your goal is to get out of that airport and onto your trip, whether it's business or leisure, the best thing we can do is put you into a national car rental. And we do that by putting you into our loyalty club. So the Emerald Club is the name of the loyalty program. And if your travelers visit nationalcar.com, they can easily enroll. But once you enroll in the Emerald Club, what it enables you to do is not only land at the airport and bypass the rental counter, but walk out to the lot and choose your own car. Pick that car, and as you move up in tiers in the loyalty program, we give upgrades and everything else all built in. But you literally choose the car you want to drive. So we're not picking it for you. You're picking the one you want. You're driving it off the lot, driving it directly to the exit booth, showing your driver's license, gate pops up, and you're on your way. And that's why so many people choose National, is because it's speed, it's choice, and most importantly, it's control. And it's that control you get when you've done it before. And, you know, we everybody signs up for the TSA pre-check today because you want to be able to zip through the line a little bit quicker. You know, everybody likes the controls that the new technology gives us with the apps on our smartphones. And the control you get by actually not having to stop and talk to anybody, the control you get by literally picking the exact car that you're going to drive that day, and the control you get by exiting as quickly as possible. Heck, even when you return the car, you can actually leave it. If you're late for your flight, you can take off, and we'll just email you the receipt that'll come to you in a few minutes. So it's all about giving the person who knows how to do this, who's done it a lot of times before, that control that they really crave so that they can get on their road a lot quicker.
You brought back so many travel memories and memories of, you know, being in that Emerald Club and and speeding out of the airport. And, we almost missed a flight from D.C. National back to Newark, New Jersey, because the last flight was something like 9:30. You know, the senators got together and passed a bill, a law, a rule for D.C. that, you know, the last flight out was like 9:30 at night or 10 o'clock or something, because they didn't like the planes waking up their kids. Would that they would move so fast for other reasons. But in any event, and we were very close to missing that flight, and actually had to abandon a car in the airport and lie to the car rental company and tell them that, I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, the engine was flooded, and it just wouldn't drive anymore. So we had to leave it, and we'll mail you back your keys. which we FedEx back on Monday. But I mean, sometimes you got to do that stuff. But no, I mean, look at that. You know, you've actually come out with a way to be able to. Sometimes you've got to run for a flight. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
And you know, now
it's
that
true. Yeah.
It's harder.
If you do it enough, Stephanie, it's going to happen where you are going to be running late for that flight, and we get that. And if you're that traveler that needs that level of control, you know, we've built our systems around you. I mean, that's really what this brand is all about, is trying to give speed, choice, and control to basically anybody who feels like they really know the system.
Well, that's what I always appreciated about National Car Rental, because there was always a philosophical underpinning of really putting yourself into the mindset of all the things that happen in the life of a person who's traveling for business. And when you're traveling with a family and you've got the added, you know, little ones and extra bundles and maybe a stroller and, you know, all that extra equipment that you would never, you know, it looks like you're running away from home. You know, you need that extra, somebody thought it out in advance to make it efficient for you. And, you know,
yeah,
that's something.
That's a really good way to put it. I mean, I'll tell you, I travel with my family a lot. And, you know, I've got everybody in my family's enrolled in TSA PreCheck. We actually go through a bit of a checklist on the way to the airport so everybody knows, you know, what they've got to do, because I want to kind of get through the security, get everybody lined up and at the gate, make sure their tickets are all on their phone so that they can scan it and go through, and everybody's downloaded their app for the airline we're flying. And it's so nice when you get there and you're renting from National, and my whole family knows the drill now because they've rented with me for so long.
How old are
you? But, you know, you walk out, you pick the car. Sometimes I let my 13-year-old daughter pick which car we're going to drive, and she loves it. She doesn't get to drive it, of course, because she doesn't have a license, but we do let her pick it out. And then everybody jumps in, and we're on our way, and it's great.
Yeah, and, you know, for people who have infrequently rented cars, you know, color makes a difference to me. Now, I'm not so sure that's because I'm a woman, because, you know, historically when people went out to buy cars, you know, the guy was looking at the engine and the cylinders and the mufflers and the gas mileage, and the woman was picking the color of the exterior and the upholstery. So I don't know if that's some kind of, you know, gender thing. But I can't be happy in a brown car. Can I tell you that? If the exterior is brown, I cannot be happy in a brown car. And, you know, it's sometimes we have been delivered cars at a variety of different car rental companies worldwide that I looked at and said, I'm not spending 2 weeks in that. I'm just not doing it.
Right.
And, you know, so it's really important that you feel happy in it, because whether you're driving for pleasure or for business, you know, you've got whatever you've got on your mind while you're driving, you don't want to feel, there's something oppressive about being in a car whose color you don't like. it's very nice to be able to step up.
The make. Sometimes you're in the market to buy a new car and you want to try something. It's great when people come in and they see something and they go, oh, that's a car I haven't driven before. Let me give it a shot.
So let me ask you a question.
And so you get to drive something different. It makes your trip a little more fun than the usual, you know, here's your wheels and go to your appointment. You're driving something that you picked, and it makes you feel a little bit better about it.
I don't know. It looks like you've been reading into the crystal ball of my life, because every time you open your mouth, you hit on something that I have experienced. I once rented a car in Florida. I don't know who I rented it from. I fell in love with that car, and I went home and said to my husband, I just drove this car. I want one. And we went out and bought one.
And it happens all the time.
And it's a wonderful thing to do if you're thinking about, you know, buying a new car, to go and rent something similar so that you get a feel for, is this going to make me happy or not? But, you know, when you were you were talking about, you know, the ease of being able to navigate through the whole car pickup portion of your rental. If you go online, Rob, and if you just joined us, we're talking with Rob Connors, the Vice President of Brand Marketing for National Car Rentals. If you go online and you rent a car online, you go through all the stuff you got to go through, and you've even paid for it online. Or are you paying for it at first? Is it paid for in advance when you buy online?
So it depends on how you do it. With Emerald Club customers for National, generally speaking, you would not pay up front. You'd pay at the time of a rental.
And how do you become an Emerald Club person?
Yeah, so really easy. If they visit nationalcar.com and you just click on the Emerald Club icon, which is prevalent right there on the homepage, it'll walk you right through the process. And basically it involves filling out an application where we get a little bit of information from you. All of that information we gather up front is designed to speed it up for you on future rentals. So instead of having to stop at a counter somewhere and us ask you questions about where you live and get an address and let me see your driver's license and now hand me your credit card, all that is stored in your profile so that when you get to the exit booth, we're simply taking a look at your driver's license, making sure it's valid, and you're on your way.
That's fabulous.
So it really speeds up the transaction, which is why you know people who travel frequently, you know, we have some people in our cars literally every week.
All right. I have another major question, and then if we have time, there's a couple other items I'd like to talk about, but we've run out of time in this segment, so we're going to hold you over. Can you stay with us?
Sure. I'll be happy to stay with you.
Beautiful. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Pay attention, people. You're going to hear important messages. This is Stephanie Abrams talking with Rob Connors from National Car Rental. We'll be right back. Don't leave me.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Choose from several Amtrak routes that reach all corners of New York State. Take in the beauty of Niagara Falls and Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings. While enjoying spacious seats, easy boarding, and free Wi-Fi. That's the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. After you book and save 15% on your next trip, visit NewYorkByRail.com for additional destination information to plan activities for your visit. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. For details, visit Amtrak.com.
Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, announces tickets for the upcoming season are now on sale. Maestro Andres Nelsons and world-famous guest conductors will lead the BSO in the music of Mozart, Ravel, Tchaikovsky, Schubert, Berlioz, and more. Conductor Nelsons will lead the BSO in 10 Tanglewood concerts, including opening night July 7th, as the orchestra presents Mahler's Symphony No. 2, Resurrection. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops will also highlight Tanglewood's opening and closing weekends with Sondheim on Sondheim and E.T. the Extraterrestrial in concert. And don't miss the Tanglewood Popular Artist Series beginning with Natalie Merchant in July. Bring your family and friends to one of the most beloved music festivals in the world this summer at Tanglewood. Order your tickets now. Call 888-266-1200, 888-266-1200. Or visit tanglewood.org.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have Rob Connors on the line. He's the Vice President of Brand Marketing for National Car Rental. And he's with us by way of St. Louis. So hi, y'all who are listening to us in Missouri and Mississippi and Oklahoma and all those places nearby. I am remiss because I should have also welcomed this hour, WQYK-FM 99.5 in Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater. So hi, you all, and I can't welcome them without special love and kisses to WHFS AM 1010 in Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, northern Sarasota, and eastward into Orlando and wherever, and WJBX AM 770 in Naples, Fort Myers, and the southern part of Sarasota. So thanks for being with us, and go plan a trip and think National Car Rental while you're at it. So here's my questions logistically. I go online, I join the Emerald Club. Is there a fee associated with that?
No fee. Okay. No fee. Free to join.
Free is good. So now I join the Emerald Club. I make my car reservation. Because I'm an Emerald Club member, I can pay for it as I'm checking out with the car. Is that right? I got
that's
that
correct.
Right? Okay.
That's correct. Yep.
Okay, so I decide, generally speaking, when we travel, we either look for a full-size or a premium car. My husband is 6 foot
yep.
six, so headroom's always an issue for him. We have crazy issues. I mean, some people are looking for some kind of car. We have that, to, first of all, find the car he can fit in. So start with that. So some cars
yeah.
are not going to be the right size
for
him.
He's a big guy.
That's, yes. So we find, in fact, he asked in the commercial, Mr. Wise Guy, if you rent Bentleys, but I'm going to guess maybe that's not the case. So
I'd have to search to see if we had any Bentleys. I'm not sure about that one, but
okay.
we have just about every manufacturer you can think of.
Oh, so you have a variety of brands, because there are some car rental companies that only their entire fleet is one brand of car. Or, you know,
yeah, we will purchase cars and have cars on our lots from every manufacturer.
Wow.
You know, it did way back when I started, you know, 23 years ago, it used to be that all of us were sort of tied to one or maybe two manufacturers.
Right.
And those times have really changed, especially for us, where now, you know, we've got great relationships with all the manufacturers, and it really is great for our customers because they get to come in and get a nice variety to pick from, which they really enjoy.
Well, that is an amazing bonus and benefit. because, you know, a lot of times I would like to rent a car similar to whatever I was driving, so there was no learning curve. You know, where's the radio? Where's the heat? Where's the defroster?
Right.
Where, you know, how do you back this thing up? You know, you get in the car, you know, it's a car you drive at home. You know, even if it's a newer model, it's, you know, it's similar enough that you just get in and go, because otherwise you have a little bit of a learning curve. How do you adjust the mirror? You know,
it's true.
So that makes it a nice story. But okay, so now we decide we want to have a full size car. We pick the full size car. We finish the transaction. We now know we've got a reservation number. We print it out, put it in our little file with our documents we're going to travel with, or, you know, carry it in an iPad or an iPhone or some electronic device that's got that information handy for us. And now we get to the airport and we got to pick out a car. Now, how do we know that we're not in the wrong row picking out an economy car and we'll be paid for a full size?
This is a great question, Stephanie. So let me walk you through how the Emerald Isle works first, and then I'll kind of answer your question if you need a specific car. But if you use the Isle, what we'd actually ask you to do is make a reservation for a mid-sized car. And you're going to go, when you get to National, and either the bus drops you off, or depending on the airport, you know, you might be able to walk right out to the Isle. We're going to have a whole section there labeled Emerald Isle. We've got a greeter there that can show you exactly where to go.
Oh, I love this.
So we make sure that our first-time customers really know, you know, the ropes, and there's great wayfinding, we call it, to make sure we get you to the right area. When you go to that aisle, and you've made a reservation for a mid-sized car, you can pick any car on the aisle that you want to. So let's say there's an SUV on there. You can pick that SUV. You can pick the full size. You can pick whatever it is. It's guaranteed to be at least a midsize, but often you're going to drive off in something that's going to be an upgrade for you. When you drive off in that car, you're only charged the midsize rate no matter what you drive.
Wow.
So if you were to pick, you know, let's say on that day there was an SUV and you went out and you saw it, you picked that SUV, you drive off, whatever you reserved your car at, that midsize car rate you reserved it at, that's what we're going to charge you for that rental. So the upgrade is built right into the system, which is another reason why our customers love us, because it's so easy to get the upgrade. You don't have to stop and ask somebody. You don't have to go back into a counter and kind of arrange it. You can pick it. In addition to that, there's a couple of areas on a lot. There's a place that we call our Premier Selection. That will have some more of our upgraded cars. You might find a BMW on there. You might find a Maserati on there. Now, those ones are an additional fee. But again, you can pick it and drive right off without having to stop and talk to people who've got the price clearly marked on that, and that's a different section. And then if you really need a specific car, you said your husband's very tall, and maybe you said, hey, I've got to have a luxury car, let's say, for example, because of his size, and I want to make sure that it's big enough for him, or it's got to be a big SUV, you can actually reserve that car class. And then again, when you walk out to the lot, our greeter can help point you in the right direction. But we've got all the car classes labeled. So we're going to say, great, so well, we're so glad you're here. Let me walk you over and show you where the luxury car class row is. And again, because we're so big on letting you choose the car, you're going to choose from several models in that area. So you're going to guarantee that you're getting that car size you wanted and then driving off with it. And, you know, again, you got to pick it. You get to drive it, which makes it a little bit more fun for you.
So let me ask the kind of touchy walking on ice question. Don't get nervous, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not nervous.
Is there any chance that you could play this system, which is fabulous, by reserving a mid-sized car, and then you get there and all there are mid-sized cars, so there is no full size, and then, you know, for us, we're kind of between a rock and a hard place? Could that happen?
So it is possible, yeah, because we do guarantee that it's at least a midsize, so you're going to get at least that. So it is possible you could get there and there's only midsize. But again, that's why we do have the greeters on site. We have a great commercial that you may have seen with our favorite actor. His name's Patrick Warburton. And he says, you know, I don't want to talk to any people unless I really want to. And the nice thing is there's our greeter standing there, and you go, well, like, hey, guess what? I really do need the full size, and we thought it would be here, and it's not. That's why our people are on the lot, and they're there to assist you, and they can kind of help you get over to what you need. So no matter what, we're going to make sure the customer goes quickly, smoothly, and that we get you in good shape.
Well, we're going to talk soon because there's so much to talk about, clearly. And I want to wish you and National continued wonderful success, because you always have had not only the driver, the client, the person, the customer in mind, you have also had the travel agencies in mind. And God bless you all for that. Thank you for joining us. Thank you all for being with us today. Come back next week. Got to fly now.
Back up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.